This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot. I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot. You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass. The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Starting to feel it a little bit. You know, we had the bye weeks last weekend. Now, we've got a weekend of football coming up. You know, Crowder, by the way, the Miami Heat opened their season exactly 1 week from tonight.
Oh, I'm excited.
1 week from tonight.
You know, I do know because my daughter now asks about all sporting events and she looks it up when she got this damn iPhone that she can talk to Siri all the time. I hate this Siri with kids.
Yeah, I think NBA season starts the 22nd and Heat opened the 23rd. FIU, we've got football tonight. You know, there's an FIU football game tonight. I was looking, I'm like, you know, what am I going to watch tonight? There's no Panthers. There's no, I don't watch Heat preseason. I'm sorry, Solana. I don't want to be the one to break it to you, but I don't watch preseason. It just doesn't matter.
You're missing out.
It sounds like it. I saw a whole bunch of tweets from you and Anthony Chang and Alf.
We had Solana and Appel's friend on yesterday who worked for the Spurs for 6 days.
How'd that go?
He was
good. What exactly does he do? The traveling secretary?
He's the play-by-play guy, but I'm asking about the legacy, and he's like, I've been here a week. And I'm like, okay, never mind. No more questions out of me.
Panthers are back home tomorrow, by the way. They had a nice little road trip to start the season. They had the opener at home. Then they went on a road trip. They're back tomorrow. I mean, we got action, Jack. Like, there's stuff going on. Excited.
Yes. Well, a bunch of playoff teams down here, too.
Today on the show, we will give away another $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. So just keep listening. We're giving away a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks every day this week. Twin Peaks, where the drinks are as bold as the atmosphere. And I just went over it. I mean, you have so much sports going on. You hunker down at Twin Peaks. I mean, you got action, Jack. I got to read to you at some point today, Solana. We're going to have Zach Gelbaum with us today. And Solana's dad, Eduardo, will give some more losers today. He's having a rough go of it, picking games. And Rob Pizzola, he's going to join us today from Canada with some winners. He went 2-1 last week. We have a lot of stuff to get to. I have to at some point, and I don't have time here at the beginning of the show, and I'm assuming you read it, Solana. It was a Barry Jackson column about what Stan Van Gundy had to say about the Heat.
Hey, this Stan Van Gundy. Why don't you settle down, Stan? Clearly still a little upset about Pat Riley taking a ring from you back in 06, I guess.
SVG harshed this roster and the Heat. Just said, hey, they got enamored because a couple years ago they had a crazy run to the finals. No shade. But they've just kind of been enamored with that season two seasons ago, and they don't do anything. And they think that and SVG was more along the lines of, hey, that wasn't reality. Like they're just not keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, run it back. Young player development. I've heard it all out of this guy down here called Solana. That's what they do. Yeah. Let's develop guys. How about you go get somebody that can be a monster?
Maybe Khalil wears that monster, Solana.
I hope he is. I told you, Jimmy's not a one. I've said it. I think I'm with Stan on this one. I've said it a number of times.
The thing that bothered me, I know we'll get to it later, about his comments, though, is like there's no context behind it. He's like, what are they doing? I don't understand what they're doing over there. Well, they wanted to get Damian Lillard. Like, they wanted to massively upgrade the roster. They just either A, fell short, or B, were screwed out of better acquisitions.
Well, I wanted to win the lottery. I mean, you can give all the context you want, but you could look at black and white.
You ask somebody for their number, and she says no, then now you're single for the rest of your life? No, you go ask for another damn number. Try to get a date.
And they have. But to say, like, I don't know what they're doing. This team, is being mismanaged. I mean,
No. That's not – I don't think anyone's saying that they're mismanaged. I don't think you could ever have a Pat Riley-run team and ever accuse them of being mismanaged. And I don't think Stan Van Gundy would ever go down that road. His point was – and I'm not getting to it now. His point was this team and its construct, the hope is that what you saw two seasons ago can be replicated. And he was like, I don't see it. I don't see it. How could it be? Sure. We didn't think two seasons ago that they were going to end up in the NBA Finals, and they did. So I guess it could be. Anything could be. His point was, though, look at the Knicks, look at the Celtics, look at the Sixers. You can go down a list in the East and say, where exactly are they? Heat fans and maybe even Heat brass would tell you, we don't need to be anywhere near the top. We've shown you time and again. We don't need to be in the top four, even top five. Like, we don't need to be there. That's not how a Jimmy Butler-led team thrives. We know how a Jimmy Butler-led team thrives. And so I could make the case for both. I just thought it was interesting that Stan Van Gundy was that verbose about not believing this roster is constructed well enough to compete.
I would present to you a team that over five seasons has made the NBA Finals twice and the Eastern Conference Finals three times, right? Take out the context that it's the Heat. It wouldn't be foolish for them to try for a six-year to make that roster work. Now, I'm not telling you this roster is going to win an NBA title. I understand what Stan is saying. That's a team that perhaps exceeded expectations 2 years ago, magical run, and they won't be able to replicate it like you mentioned, Hawk. And that's fair. But I think this team healthy is better than a play-in seed. Last year, they were a play-in seed for the second straight year. They were three wins from being a top two seed or a top three seed in the East. And Tyler Hero missed 40 games. Jimmy Butler missed 20 games. They had like 33 different starting lineups. If they can just have some modicum
of health.
Isn't that
kind of the Dolphins thing? Isn't that the Dolphins thing, though? Like, the roster's fine if it works perfectly. But if there's a hiccup, everything goes out the window. Isn't it somewhat similar to what the Dolphins are going through?
It really is, but it's we have two guys now. And I'm openly, you know, willing to say it now, but the sample size. Jimmy's not playing 70-plus games, and Tyler Herro's made out of popsicle sticks. So we have two of our top-paid guys that are not going to play consistently. So to your point, Solana, we had all these different lineups because two of our top players are not going to be healthy. And that's the problem. And honestly, that might be the problem why I'm looking at this team funny. Bam is going to bam. Bam's going to go out there. Bam's an all-star. Bam is actually our best player, and that's why last offseason my whole thing was bring back Bam and Nim. I want Bam on this team. If Jimmy's not here, I'm not worried. If Tyler's not here, I'm not worried. Those other two guys I just brought up, Jimmy and Tyler, it's night to night. It's like waking up. The sun's not coming out every day for Jimmy and Tyler. It's a good time, and Jimmy just says, hell, I don't feel like playing tonight. And Tyler hurts himself running down the court.
Now, Jimmy says, this season's going to be different. He's planning on playing 70-plus games and whatnot. So,
yeah, if he wakes up and there's a seagull sitting on his windowsill, it's a bad vibe and a bad mood, and he's taking the day off.
Did you see Joel Embiid said he will probably never play another back-to-back in his career?
Yeah.
Why would he say that?
Well, that way it's not left for you to guess if he's going to play the second night of a back-to-back. He's telling you he cannot envision himself ever playing the second night of a back-to-back for the rest of his career.
He just lost some money.
No, he didn't.
I don't think so.
He's making more money. He's being honest. He's saying, hey, if I play back-to-backs, I probably won't be healthy for the postseason. What's the most important thing for my franchise? It's me being healthy in the postseason. He's just being honest. And guess what? He's right. Like, the idea that the Heat this year play 15 sets of back-to-backs, it's just ridiculous. It really is. And by the way, so Embiid, perhaps check on your boy Paul George. Hyperextended knee in the preseason. Good luck, Philly.
So like you say, 15 back-to-backs. I would just take it as an average. So 82. 12. So Joel Embiid's flat out telling his team, I'm going to give you about 65 this year, and that's it. Is what he's telling his team. That's okay?
Well, no, because he's only not playing the second night of the back-to-back. If there's 15 of them, he's missing 7 games, right? So 82 minus 7 or 82 minus – oh, no, wait. No, if there's 15 back-to-backs, that's 15 games. 15. No, you're right. You're right.
So he's sitting there. He's really – and you know he's not going to be fully healthy. Like, it's Joel Embiid. You know? So I'm flat out saying, listen, I'm going to miss about 20 games this year. Y'all,
well, what if I
that.
Said to you they can go money. Get Joel Embiid, but he will not play back-to-backs?
Oh, you got me on that one. I like Embiid and
yeah,
Bam.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Sign me up. Sign me up for that. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
You put me in the corner quick with that one.
Brought to you by Dorel Hyundai. At Dorel Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Dorel Hyundai.
So it's looking like it's going to be Anthony Richardson starting at quarterback Sunday.
Oh.
Again, minor any setbacks, minus any setbacks.
Minor.
He's a child.
Should be AR.
He's baby. I'm a baby.
Some updates from Mike McDaniel. Ogba.
Josh Giddey. Now that was a minor setback.
Not funny. I'm not laughing at that.
I'm in NBA mode. I can't help it. We're a week away. I'm working out all my NBA material.
I saw Wemby last night.
Mm.
Dude's big, man.
So have you ever seen him in person?
Is he
ever down here?
Yeah. I saw him last year.
Is it just like you can't stop looking at him?
The whole time. I couldn't stop staring at him. Yeah. Yeah.
And oh boy, yesterday Solana said he put on 25 pounds of muscle. Is that true? Like, is he thick?
Cap.
I mean, oh, but so even if he put on 25 pounds of muscle, he would have to put on 75 pounds of muscle for it to be noticeable on his body.
Yeah. Because I saw the highlight. I didn't watch the game, but he still looks like the Worm Man off Men in Black.
Jimmy has more, I don't want to say fat, but like more muscle. Jimmy has more muscle on his neck than Wemby has on his entire upper torso. I mean, like his shoulders and his elbows, like there's just nothing. It's just bone, man. It's crazy.
Right. You see his heartbeat.
Ogbo was absent from practice on Monday. He's day-to-day per Mike McDaniel. And Devon Achane is progressing through protocol, according to the coach today. So he said that they feel good about where he's at for Sunday.
We'll get an injury report today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yep. Yeah.
Dolphins were back at practice today. Hawk was right. FIU, they're at UTEP tonight. So we got a little Panther football coming for your ass tonight, baby. Wednesday
then
night.
And I ask your dad for a pick on the game, and then I'm going to fade him.
Los Yankees, they got another win yesterday, so they're up 2-0 on the Cleveland Guardians. You got the Dodgers at the Mets today. That series is tied 1-1. That'll be at 8:08 p.m. Hawk, my condolences to you. The Dodgers did not come back, down 6-0, so you lost your bet.
Gave a little run though. Gave a little run, so they cut it to 6-3 then, and they had bases loaded with one out at 6-3, hit into a double play. And then in the eighth inning, they had runners on first and second with one out and couldn't come back. That was worth the price of admission. That was fun.
Oh, one other Dolphins note. McDaniel also confirmed that Javon Holland, he has not been ruled out for Sunday. So it's still possible that that the snowman is going to end up playing.
Put the club on your hand and go.
Might lose out on some more money, bro. I don't know if that's a good idea.
I'll tell you what. If I'm Javon Holland, no joke, I slow play this season. He's not getting paid from the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you'd have already seen that happen. So I think they look at him the way they were looking at Christian Wilkins in the final season, the way they were looking at Andrew Van Ginkel. This isn't based on anything. You know, we like Javon a lot. I hope he's here for the longest time. If I'm him, though, I probably slow play it because he's going to have a giant contract coming his way from someone. And so why, you know.
I understand the business thought of what you're saying. You're 100% correct. But Javon Holland has to walk in that building tomorrow morning on Thursday and sit in the steam room with somebody like myself that's going to call him names and ask him questions the entire time about your hand being hurt. It's all testosterone, ego-driven. But I believe that he should play because that's what football players do. It's almost back to the Tua thing. Tua got $90 million. Why doesn't he retire and just move back to Hawaii? Because he wants to play, he wants to compete, he wants to help his teammates win. That's the answer.
But Devon's trying to get that first contract.
I understand the
different situation.
The business thought of it, Hawk, you are right. But he has to look those guys in his eye. He has to look Jalen Ramsey in the face every day sitting in the locker room. Look Tyreek in the face every single day at lunch.
Well, he could look at them through Chanel sunglasses if he waits a few more weeks and cash is a giant check.
Bro, we all know Javon. I love Javon. Dude, slow play the hell out of this. Hawk, you're 100% right. I was telling Crowder yesterday, why are you risking it coming back? He just had surgery on something that could cost him millions of dollars. For what? For a team that's mid at best? Honestly, I get your mentality, Crowder. You played and you're going to suit up, put on that helmet, and go run through somebody's head no matter what. I get it. I don't have that experience, but I'm looking at somebody who can have life-changing money, and he's going to get it, and he's going to risk it for this team? Psh, bro, it's I'll answer all those phone calls team. As, sorry, not feeling it, later.
Solana, it's not for the record of the team. It's not for Stephen Ross. It's for Jalen Ramsey. It's for David Long. It's for Zach Sealer. It's for the guys that I have grinded with for year after year after year to
now,
make
I'm Javon, I asked Jalen Ramsey, will you guarantee my mortgage payments for the next 30 years if something goes south?
For Jalen Ramsey, are you kidding me? They gave Jalen Ramsey money instead of him.
They gave him all of Javon's money.
Seriously.
Hey, Javon, you playing? Nah, bro, you know I'm in a contract year. I don't want to go out here and get hurt. Come on, man.
That's not the way it goes. He's hurt. He's got a broken bone in his hand.
He's not hurt. He's not football hurt.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Florida Panthers had an emotional night last night. They beat the Blue Jackets. Shout out Spencer Knight at the end. But obviously, the game was emotional. They were honoring Johnny and Matthew Goudreau.
It was brutal. I was weeping watching the pregame. I don't know how they went out there and played hockey. I don't know how Goldie and Moeller were able to call the game. Like, I was weeping. It was so sad.
I teared up when they did the replay this morning on ESPN. When they showed his parents and the sister, I believe it was. Yeah, I teared up this morning about it.
Just brutal.
Even Sean Monahan, I think is his name, for the Blue Jackets scored. And he pointed at the banner. And, like, the whole team, you could tell, was just shook the entire night.
Yeah.
Tough, man.
Terrible, 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 terrible story.
Yeah. All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now, it's looking like it's going to rain here in Miami. There's still some showers coming through the area. Supposed to get a cold front at some point.
Little chilly tonight, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it said earlier the week. But today
Boca tonight, about 10 p.m., supposed to be 73 degrees. Wake up tomorrow if you get up at 5 a.m. I don't. But if you get up at 5 a.m., 69.
Nice.
And let me look at what the temperature will be.
I know what you do in the morning. It's about to be some great fishing this weekend, man. I told you.
Yeah, yes. I will check out the Isle of Publix. I'm excited.
No.
What do they have? BOGO? They got some sort of BOGO going on. Hit.
The tarpon are going deep. Sailfish are going to come in. Oh, my.
Salmon, the snook. What can I get?
Why you have no names? Salmon and snook.
I don't know about the fishing this week, Crowder. King tides are moving in. Could severely hamper your ability to catch fish.
Solana, I fished with you. Let's not argue.
I don't even know what king tide means. I wanted to be part of that.
Is it this weekend, though?
Yeah, apparently king tides could bring bad flooding to South Florida this weekend.
Mm. King tides are actually good. Anything that makes fish panic, like the cold just makes them panic. The king tides make them panic. Yeah, and they just, like, things change, and they're like, oh, damn, I need to eat. Yeah. That's why I love cold fronts.
That's why you like sticking your ass foot in the water.
Make him panic.
Oh, Lord, I need to eat. What's on his foot?
All right, that's your weather.
Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. We can talk a little football with him. Having a difficult time opening up my commercial here. On me. Just hang with me.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Zach Gelb on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You can hear him every weekday nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. He joins us from the WFAN studios in NYC. Let's talk New York City football, though, instead of baseball. I know you're a Mets fan, Gelby. Jets get Devontae Adams. The Bills get Amari Cooper, by the way. Who did better? Who got better with their receiver pickup?
I think the better receiver is Devontae Adams, but who will be more impactful to winning football games? I think it will be Amari Cooper with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I think the Bills, even though it wasn't a great victory and it was sloppy and you had bad win, I do believe the Bills are more of a threat than the Jets. And I know that Rodgers and Adams have that chemistry, but the Bills needed a bona fide number one wide receiver. And even though Adams is better than Cooper, Cooper continues to be a criminally underrated wide receiver for most of his career.
And to that point, I agree with you. Devontae Adams is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if you're saying Amari Cooper's a Hall of Famer right now. But did the Jets really, like, I guess on the Devontae Adams side, did he go from a trash fire to another trash fire? Because I guess like, oh, we have him now. No, you're with the Jets again. You're with Woody Johnson. You're with Olbrich. You're with an old Aaron Rodgers.
Like,
with
Aaron Rodgers.
Really, but is this really
burying the lead there?
Huck, an old Aaron Rodgers. This isn't Aaron. There. This isn't the Aaron I played against. This is Aaron Rodgers. Did he just, I guess, move laterally in his career right now?
Yeah, yesterday, and I like Devontae Adams, but I called him a fraud because I remember in the offseason he talked about the only thing missing on his resume is a Lombardi trophy, and he wants to go to a place where he could win. And he was trying to sell you that was going to be the Raiders where we all rolled our eyes. So you go from Green Bay, which is a legendary franchise, to forcing your way to play with your friend Derek Carr, and now forcing your way to go link back up with Aaron Rodgers, but you play for the Jets, who are nowhere close to winning a Super Bowl. It's like this. When I was fat, and I said to myself, hey, I want to lose weight, and then within 5 seconds of saying that, I would then go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac, a soda, and a fry. That's what Devontae Adams is doing. He's saying he wants to lose weight. He wants to win a championship, but then going to one crappy destination to the next crappy destination.
How about this? Which team is a bigger disappointment if they don't make the playoffs? The Dolphins or the Jets?
The Jets. Not even close.
Really? Dolphins have made the playoffs 2 seasons in a row. Gave Tua a big contract, extended their head coach,
sure.
Gave the receivers new contracts. Like, they're telling you, we love what we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger disappointment if the Jets don't go.
2 reasons. Number one, everyone knows the Dolphins have a limit. They can be a playoff team, but they're not going to go win multiple playoff games. They haven't won a playoff game yet with Tua Tagovailoa. The other thing is, because Tua missed all these games and we don't know, I know they say Tua's coming back, but we still don't know when he's coming back. I think that will give them an excuse if they miss out of the postseason by a game or two at the end of the year, even though they have survived without Tua. It's been up and down, as we've seen. But when you look at the Jets, that was a national story. Now, I thought the Jets were never winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. I never thought the Jets were getting to an AFC Championship game with Aaron Rodgers, but they should have been a playoff team, and I gave the slight edge to the Jets over the Dolphins before the start of the season. But in terms of disappointment, as you just said earlier, Hockman, but they got Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers to make the playoffs. It's more disappointing than Tua Tagovailoa missing out on the postseason.
And Gilby, another conversation we've had where if Tua comes back to a 2-4 team, let's say Indy beats him, I think the Dolphins have a chance, especially with Anthony Richardson playing. But if they come, if they're 2-4 and you see the season going down the drain, we're like, Tua shouldn't come back. Is there any record or anything that happens where we know Tua has that, you know, injury history where you say, you know what, Tua, you shouldn't play because we don't have a chance to do anything?
I understand it, but I'll deal in reality here. And you know this, Channing, when you leave the decision in the hands of the player, which the Dolphins have clearly done, they have deferred, right? Mike McDonald even said, hey, no one should talk about his future. That should only be a Tua conversation.
Mike McDaniel, you know, how dare you?
Sorry, what did I say, McDonald?
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry, I had the Seahawks on my mind. But anyway, sorry, Mike McDaniel. At least I didn't call Mike McDaniels. That,
although
that
you had
annoys
just
me.
Had a McDonald story. So
yeah, that is true. And I got Grimace on the mind with the Mets as well.
Oh, with the Mets,
but,
yeah.
Yeah. But long story short, as I already messed up this entire answer, it's a Tua decision. So Tua's going to keep on playing. And I don't think the Dolphins are going to say, hey, you're not going to play the rest of the year.
Did you ever have one of those Grimace shakes when they came out?
No.
We're so good.
He's skinny now. He just told you when he was fat, he would eat one.
No, I mean, but I could still eat like a pig.
Is he skinny? He's not skinny. That's like saying Wembanyama is muscular. Like on his frame, Gelb is never going to be skinny.
Deion Dawkins in the locker room after the game between the Jets and the Bills did refer to me as Mr. Skinny. So I'm not saying I'm skinny,
really?
But that's what other people have said that have known me for a long time. I'm just repeating what
many
the story
is. Many people are saying I'm skinny.
I would not say I'm skinny.
Skinniest ever.
I am a large, large man, but I would not say I'm skinny. I'm just saying what an offensive tackle said.
Hey, Deion Dawkins, if I don't know if him and Quentin Williams get into it, I might have Quentin Williams in that fight. He got into it during the game.
I don't think his issue is with Quentin Williams. I know his issue is with Michael Clemens, and everyone else is just getting strays on the defensive side of the ball. But that's fine, because Deion opened up a can of whoop-ass on that Jets defense. And not only that, then on the final play of the game, Josh Allen put Michael Clemens on skates, and he was getting dragged up and down the field trying to catch Josh Allen.
How about this? Who's a bigger disappointment if they don't make the playoffs? The Dolphins, the Jets, or the Cowboys?
Jets. I predicted before the year that the Cowboys would miss the postseason. So I had not a high expectation for the Jets, but higher expectations for the Jets than I did for the Dolphins and the Cowboys.
Speaking of the Cowboys, who embarrassed themselves more? Jerry Jones trying to fire a radio host, or Nick Sirianni running back talking to fans and saying, I don't like when y'all criticize us.
Sorry, I thought you were going with your guy. 4-4, I love you, 4, but then I'll go trash it on a radio show. which, by the way, all those cockroach Cowboys fans have not been going after Channing Crowder after they blew their load early on last year. They've been silent ever since, so shut up.
Dak didn't see all them damn DBs back there waiting for the ball to hit them.
They've been outscored 110-35 in their last four games in the first half at home. 110-35. Yikes. And they're paying him $60 million. Enjoy that. Well, that's a great one.
LASIK.
You know what? I think it's Sirianni. Because Jerry, it's like the comedian that says the same joke over and over and over again. Like, you know what the joke already is. So even if it could still be funny, it's not like you're going to be falling on the floor laughing when you've heard it for the 9,000th time. And I thought, by the way, and I told this to Sean and RJ, who are friends, I thought he intentionally went into that interview looking for a fight because he just tries to stir up drama. And that's how he evaluates winning rather than having more points than the other team at the end of the game. But the Sirianni thing, that dude, say what you want about him. He understands the city, and he has played into the city, and he did the most anti thing ever, which would be a terrible representation of the city when the fans boo you, to then give it back to them after the game when you barely, by the way, beat the pathetic, dysfunctional Cleveland Browns. Sirianni, he's just not mentally fit anymore to be an NFL head coach.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of heat, man. What do you do if you're the Browns with Deshaun Watson? What do you do as the Cowboys with Dak? What do you do in Pittsburgh with Russell Wilson versus Justin Fields? There's a lot of quarterback drama. I like it because it's good content, but there's a lot to figure out.
I would start Justin Fields over Russell Wilson, but Mike Tomlin, for whatever the reasons are, feels like he owes something to Russell Wilson, so they're going back to Russell Wilson. I think we'd all be shocked by that at this point if that doesn't happen, even though I don't like it when the team is sitting there at 4-2, even though Fields hasn't been great this year, but I would continue to rock and roll with Fields. Dak's a good quarterback, but he's not great. He's not elite. That's like the worst place to be in is just good because he will tease you enough to pay him the money. But then when push comes to shove, he'll be a no-show. The Watson thing, they're paying him the money either way. And I just wonder, now trading Amari Cooper, if that opens the door in a few weeks from now, since you're basically throwing in the flag on the season to just say, hey, I know we still got to pay him for two more years, but even though we know Jameis Winston isn't a star in this league, let's just go back to Jameis Winston because Joe Flacco was able to roll off the couch last year and look what he was able to do with this team. I really do think that the ominous cloud hanging over that organization, knowing that Watson isn't the guy, even though that team has been banged up and the line has been injured, has really just derailed their season and basically paralyzed the organization.
Would there be a market for Watson? Like, I know the numbers are stupid, but like nothing. Hell, we'll give us Watson and a third round pick and we'll just take him. Like, would a team want to have Deshaun Watson on their roster?
They would have to cut him first because no one's going to want to pay him the money. And I know it's a fully guaranteed deal. So I don't know if you trade for him, then if you have to inquire what's left on the deal. But here's the thing. If Deshaun Watson, why is Deshaun Watson in Cleveland? Because even with the off-the-field allegations, people thought he could still be an elite quarterback. Like, let's just be truthful about that. People will push aside things off the field if you could play. Guy can't play anymore. The last time he was a good quarterback, and I used to think the world of Deshaun Watson, was 2020. So with more and more things coming out off the field, why would you then bring him in when he hasn't been a good quarterback since 2020? I think once it's over with Cleveland, this dude's career is just over with in the NFL.
I think you're right. Why, when there's baggage, but you're great.
Yeah.
Sometimes the baggage is worth it. If you're at, like, what? Not even pedestrian. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Like, put it this way. We've seen people, right, abuse women, abuse kids. We've even seen people murder, unfortunately. And if you are not in a jail cell and there's a belief that you could be great, you find a way on an NFL team. Whether it's right or wrong, that's obviously a different conversation, but that's how teams operate. This dude just doesn't have it anymore. And I think he's mentally cooked. Even though there's physical problems, he's mentally cooked because he's chasing Channing what he used to be. And what he's chasing was from like 2018, 2019, 2020. That's a long, long time ago.
Did I see on social media, Gelb, that you have a Heisman vote?
I do. I've had a Heisman vote for the last 3 years, but I've been covering the award ceremony for like at least a decade now.
Are you voting for Cam Ward right now?
No. He would. Well, hold on. Yes and no. I would put Cam Ward on my ballot. You get 3 votes. He would not be my first place vote right now.
Can I guess who it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
It seemed like he was trying not to tell us, so yeah. I didn't want to dig.
Well, I always feel awkward about this because they tell you you shouldn't reveal your ballot, but this right. isn't the official ballot. Like at
this
the end
the
of
ballot.
The year,
this is
like
the put way it this way: are trending.
If you asked me this in December or November, like at the end of November, I would not answer the question. I would just give you a bunch of names. But like right now, if it was today, if you want to guess, Solana, go ahead. But I have the 3 names I'd vote for today.
Yeah, it's the Boise State running back because you're a sheep, like everybody else with a vote.
Well, I was talking about him before the season started, so I wouldn't say I'm a sheep.
But if you responded by saying bah.
Yeah, you know what? Redo that, Solana. Hold on, this isn't live radio. Say that again for me, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you were talking about Ashton Genty before the season started.
I was.
I'm sure, Gelb.
Bah! We're on KTIK in Boise. I do my homework as a radio host, unlike you fraud.
I can't believe you wouldn't be voting for Cam Ward. You're a fraud.
One Ashton Genty, 2 Travis Hunter, 3 Cam Ward with
what?
Quinn Ewers lurking.
Stop
lurking.
It. You have Cam Ward who's leading the college ranks in touchdown passes, and he's undefeated. You have him 3rd?
Yeah. Did I stutter? Bah.
Hey,
you know, if you guys start picking me up on WQAM, maybe I vote for Cam Ward.
Hey. the dude running on bluegrass, you can say whatever you want. For Travis Hunter to play 140 damn snaps every Saturday and be an All-American receiver and an All-American cornerback, Nobody can tell me Travis Hunter is not the best football player in the nation. I can't deal with it.
It's a fair argument, and I have vacillated between him and Ashton Jeanty. I'm sure I'll go back and forth two or three more times this season, but you guys asked me a question. I gave you my answer, and if you don't like it, I'll channel my inner Jerry Jones. I'll go find some radio host that will actually answer, ask me the right questions and appreciate my answers.
That you're vacillating over two guys and you're not vacillating over Cam Ward.
I just
who's
put him
having
third.
Arguably.
Third.
Yeah, but you said you're vacillating between those two for first and second. So it sounds like you have Cam Ward firmly planted in third. And I don't know what more he could do to vault those other two.
And it can't be an anti-Miami and anti-Cam Ward thing. Because I talked about Cam Ward last year. I had him on the show. It's a great story, Incarnate Word, and what he was able to do at Washington State. So I've been a big fan of Cam Ward, who used to be a zero-star recruit. He's been incredible.
Yeah, total anti-Miami bias coming out of Zach Gelb's mouth right now.
How much I hate Manny Diaz. That's what it goes back
from a New York Rangers fan as he watched us hoist the cup just a few months
Congratulations.
ago. Yeah. No, thank you. We appreciate it. You didn't have a vote on that. You'd have voted for someone else to win the Stanley
Cup. And if they gave you a vote for the Conn Smythe, you couldn't even name three players to vote for, if we're being
honest. I don't know who this Conn Smythe is, but when I find out, you excited for NBA season?
Right now in October? No.
It starts next week.
No.
You're not?
Not excited. No. Nope. I'll get excited.
Solana's rocking his Heat culture shirt.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations, right? Another year on the Heat broadcast team for Solana. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Picking up a little FIU, too.
Talk about running it back with no chance.
Yeah. Pat may want to get a real radio host in there. I don't know.
Yeah, but another thing we've talked about. What's better, a Subway World Series or Yankees-Dodgers? Because I love Yankees-Dodgers.
So, it's funny. I may have done a sports minute on this before where I've said Yankees and Dodgers would be a dream world series because of Ohtani and Judge. But at the time, I had no clue that my Mets were going to be the miracle Mets and go on this run. So what's better for baseball? Yankees and Dodgers. What's better for Zach Gelb and what I want to see? You're asking me? Subway Series. Let's go. Come on, Mets.
Zach Gelb, Infinity Sports Network from the WFAN studios in New York. Thanks, Gelby. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Be well. All the love.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Pause up. Dale.
Hawk and Crowder. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.